Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. Today we'll be talking about how God makes beautiful things out of our lives. We will be right back with a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
He Makes Beautiful Things by Amanda Eidelman. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. God is doing the work of creating beauty, not perfection. A part of the Christian faith looks like growth, change, and obedience. We are always looking to our Savior, asking Him to make us more like Him. If we are not careful, this holy process of sanctification can quickly transform into us striving for perfection. We stop relying on God as the one that creates new things out of our lives and start believing that by our own strength, we can become good enough to earn our own salvation. Shame and guilt can distract us from the work of grace that God is doing in our lives. When all we see is how we are less than perfect, we can get distracted from the hope that is alive in our world. Our hope is that God makes beauty from our ashes. As a parent, I fall short, yet amazingly, I can behold so much beauty in the lives of my children every day. As a wife, I make mistakes. Oftentimes, over and over again. Yet, the perseverance and love that is enduring in our home is stunning. In my friendships and with my family, I don't always have the right words, but I am grateful for the way the stories of our lives are being written together. As a Christ follower, I often fall short and lack wisdom, but God is still doing a good work in my life. Our hearts can be encouraged by the knowledge that even though the headlines in our world and sometimes the headlining thoughts in our minds are filled with negativity, ugliness, and darkness, God is still alive and active in our world. His light is illuminating dark places, showing His ability to redeem His fallen creation. He has not given up on us. Genesis tells the story of how God formed our world. When He finished and finally breathed life into His creation, He paused to say, "It is good." Genesis 1:31. This world began as something good, but soon sin and death entered the scene and began to cast a shadow on God's work. Since then, the story of the world has been God coming down to earth, doing all He can to rescue, redeem, illuminate His fallen creation. Beauty is being made of us despite our fallen nature. The book of Revelation tells us that one day God's beauty will forever be in our sights. We won't have to struggle under the shadow that evil casts on this world. The new heaven and new earth will be our eternal home with our God set securely on His throne of grace. Revelation 21. Our souls long for such peace-filled day. For now, we are a part of His work to bring His kingdom down. His kingdom is a place of creativity, beauty, light, and vibrance. Let those that look for that beauty every day, fighting against the urge to fixate on the problems. May the Holy Spirit illuminate the beauty of God's creation for you. He is making everything beautiful in His perfect timing. He offers hope, peace, joy, healing, redemption, reconciliation, and comfort to His children, even in our profound brokenness. His grace is enough for us. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Intersecting faith and life. Pause and journal about the ways you have seen God's beauty around you. Write down ways God has brought healing even when you have failed. Recount how God has protected you when you face dangerous situations. Think of how God has taught you and grown your character during a difficult season. Note how God's creativity and beauty is on display in creation and in the people in your life. Perfection is not required for beauty to exist. Further reading, Ecclesiastes 3. Gunger, beautiful things. What does it mean that there will be beauty for ashes?
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.